Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis on top. The Moshe like this. Turn around, boy. Look at the price like this. Chasin shel zav v'zevel. Chasin, that's like the potty. That's the pot that they make the meiraglayim into. Rashi says, ovich meiraglayim. Now, it was made out of an earthly kli, and it broke, and you have now the pieces of the broken chasin. So the locker is like this. That pam rishon v'sheni tomei. If you soak it, or you clean it the first two times, it's tomei. Because we say that all the meiraglayim did not come out of it yet. And the locker is the meiraglayim of the zavah or zavah is a navatumah. That's one of the echod mimayne hazav. That's navatumah. So therefore, even though it's dried up, it's sapped up into this klicheris. So when you wash it out, the first time you wash it out, the meiraglayim inside comes out into the water. And it's the time of the water. Who would in the second time also? But shlishitor, the third time you use it already, then we say all the meiraglayim of it came out during the first two times, and therefore now by the third time, the water remains tor. Rashi says, Mishenos natechem mayim, shleshepom tor. Rasa given be, lav dafka, that's a broken potty. It could be it's a whole one. And you wash it out once, you soak water in it once, you do it a second time. Now the third time you do it, we say it's tor. Because you say all the meiraglayim came out the first two times. Now, it says clearly, Ba'med v'orim amurim, when was this said? Shenos l'toichen mayim. Only if you put water inside this of it. That's after two times till we said that it comes out. Avol l'nos l'toichen mayim, if you do not put water inside it, then afilu asiri tamei. Even the tenth time you use it, still it's tamei. Rashi said he didn't put water, elamer aglayim shel adam tor, means our adam tor used it. So his meiraglayim came in there. So since the meiraglayim is like min beminoi, we say it's not bottle. So even though 10 people use it, 10 people that are tor use it, still, if you wash it out another time, we still say there's some meiraglayim from the zav, that it still has a loch of an avatumah. And like Rashi says, the min beminoi bottle. Since it's min beminoi is not bottle. Now, that's what the first place it says, but Devei Eliezer, or Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Shalishi, the third time, Afo Pish Lanos Matochin Mayim Tor, even though he did not put in the water the third time, still it remains Tor. Shachuri means even though you didn't put in water, just use it with Meiraglayim, even though it's Min Bimine, still it's bottle. But a third time, also it's bottle. The other one says, Man Shamat Lehu, who do we hear from? The Yama that he says, Min bimin led bottle, that the klal is min bimin is not bottle. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita holds min bimin is not bottle. Rashi says Ushma mina man tanakama of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. If so, who's the tanakama of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that says the meirag lion is not bottle meirag lion? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Or come until he says the mashkin hanivloim becheres betlos zimni paltim, that the water that velua that sapped into the klicheres comes out the first three times. Therefore, when you soak it in water, the first two times it's still tamei. Only the third time is it tor. So, ask the question: if so, if that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, or the minhag have a question? It says Alocha Pishton Shetavoson Nida, flax that an isha that's a nida wove it out. So the Alocha is now Masita Tor. Let's say a person moves it. A person that's tor moves this flax, moves it, so it depends. V'yemhoye lach, masita tamay. But let's say it was lach, let's say the pishtun was still wet, moist, then we say tamay. Why? Mishum mashka piya. Because you have to be afraid some of the saliva of the isha nida went upon the flax. So therefore, if you touch it and it's dry, you tor. But if you touch it when it's wet, then we have to be afraid some of the saliva from the nida is on it. Here for you, Tommy. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af haroitvoi b'mayim tomei mishum mashkapiyah. That even if somebody goes and washes it off in water, still he's tomei mishum mashkapiyah, because you have to be afraid still there's some saliva there. Fiafilu tuva, even though you wash it out a lot of times, even though you wash out the flax many times, still we say it's tomei. So what's the stira? The Tanakhama before says, if you wash it out three times, it becomes tor, the chasin shel zav. How come here, and that was Rabbi Yehuda, and here Rabbi Yehuda says, even though you wash out this flax many times, still it's tummy. On the purpose of proper answers, I'll tell you, shani reik to korer. Spit, saliva is different. Saliva is different to korer. It like gets attached to the pishtun very strong and doesn't come out. Rashi says, is not blue so much in the cheres. Therefore, the difference here, it's hard. This saliva, right to cur, it's hard. It goes in strong into the pishtun. It doesn't come out so easy. So therefore, here, Abiyudi says, even though you wash it many times, still it remains tummy. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah, Nisar bedam sulim yishpech liyamom. The Mishnah says to Chedushim, that now if the dam of kachim gets mixed up with the dam sulim, a korban that's possible, or else it gets mixed up with dam ha-tamsis, here, even though it's not really bottle, even though there's more blood, there's more dam ha-kosher, still the din is to get rid of it, yishpach, spill it into the yom, into the stream of water. And that's machlokes in the Mishnah. So Moshe says, the Maikim Miflagi, what's the machlokes in? Some are Rabbi Zvid, but Gezer and Gzera b'mikdash k'miflagi. The Shaila is, did Rabbonim make a Gzera in the base of Mikdash? To Masav a Gezerin, yes, Rabbonim made a Gzera. Even though Midi Raisa is dam, is not bottle, and really is kosher for his recom, but the Rabbonim made a Gzera, maybe that sometimes there'll be more dam sulim, or there'll be more dam atamsis here than the dam of the korban, and it will be bottle, and still you use it. So Gzera not to use it then, the Rabbonim said you should never make a Zrika. Even though it means you'd be mafsid kachim, still it's kedai to make this gezerah. I, Rashi speaks out, if so, how come they make a gezerah in the first place when the dam kachim falls into dam chaya, dam behema? So Rashi says, because that's chulin, and chulin biazar is lo shchiach. There it's not shchiach. Rashenken over here is very shchiach. And that's Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah. He also know that Rabbanu did not make a gezerah in the base of Middish, the frat not to be mafsid the kachim. If as long as the dam is not bottle, you still ought to make the Zrika. That's the way Rav Zvid learns. Rav Papa, or Papa says no, to Kuli Yalma Gerson. Everybody agrees you do make Xavier here. V'ocho b'dam ha-tamsos motzu l'rav az'adam ha-nefesh k'miflugi. Machoike says is it shchiach sometimes to have more dam ha-tamsos than you have with dam ha-nefesh. Masa was shchiach. The Tanakhama says yes, it's shchiach. Sometimes you could have more dama tamsis to posel a dam for zrika than you have the dama kosher. Therefore, we have to make the gzera here not to use the dam, even though right now you have more dam hanefesh. Umasav Rav Lez holds though lo shchiach. No, it's not shchiach to have so much dama tamsis. Therefore, it's musa lo shchiach. Therefore, it goes to be rabbanim. So, in other words, according to Rav Papa, Rav Lez does not agree when the dam falls into dam sulim. Because there's always a lot of dam sulim in the base of Middish. It happens often that Kabonis become bosel. Machlokes is only by dam atamsus. That's the dam that comes out like after the animal's dead. After the seas, after the dam hanefesh. So Machlokes says that shchiach to have a lot of that. So most of it is this. Pishleim and Rav Papa is very good, of course, Rav Papa. Hainu diktoni nisarev, the dam absulim, yishpech liyoma. That's one case that everybody agrees to that. Oy bidam atamsus, yishpech liyoma. That's what it says in the second case. If the dam spills into, gets mixed up with dam atamsus, here it says a second time, yishpach liyom. Because on the second case, takasamachoikis, Rav Lezer only agrees in the second case, not in the first case. When he only argues in the second case, not in the first case. So that's what the Mishnah says in the two separate cases like. Elul Rav Zvid, according to Rav Zvid, that all has what halacha, the machoikis applies, both by dam sulim and by dam atamsus. If so, liyavinu, v'listinu. The Mishnah should have put both cases together. And it should have said, nisar v'dam sulim v'dam tamsus, yishpach liyama, then Rebbe Lezer machshir. How come it says twice, yishpach liyama, yishpach liyama? It's more says kasha and echnami. According to Rebbe Zvid, it's lulav kasha. Why does it say it separately? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be dam tamimin v'dam balimumim? Let's say the dam of a korban that was the tam of kosher korban. That blood got mixed up with dam balimumim. It got mixed up with the blood from the korban that's a balimum. So the locher is yishofech liyama. You have to spill this dam to the stream of water. In other words, you cannot use it for zrika. And there even Reb Lezer agrees over here to say that you can't do it. Because the Mor says here it's a pasuk that says kol asher boimum lo sekrivu. that from a Baal Mum there's an Isra to make Akrova from it. What's going to be Kais the Kaisais? Let's say you have different cups of blood. One cup was from the dam of a Behemoth Baal Mum, but the other 100 was from Behemoth Ksherim. So we say it's not Boto Barayv. However, we have Lezer Weimer, Korav Kais Echad. If ever the Kayin already made his Rika from one Kais, he didn't ask, and he made his Rika, then the locker is Yikrav Okola Kaisis. Now we have a right to say that it's like this. Midi Yeraisis Boto Chad Betray. It's only Midi Rabbanan to Dabba Choshev. Okola Oilin is not Boto, but over here, since one was brought, we have a right to say that one was probably was the Baal Mum, and all the rest like Sherim, therefore we're allowed to bring the rest of them. That's Rav Elazar Shita. The Chacham say no, Afilu Korva Kulam. Even if you makiv already all of them, Chutz Miechemin, only though you left over one, Yishopech Liyama, you don't have the Seta, still there's a Chumra, maybe this is the Dam from the Baal Mum, and therefore the din is, all the dams have to be spilled off Liyama to the stream of water. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hanitonim Lamato Shenis Orvu Banitonim Lamalo? If the dam that's supposed to be Lamato on the bottom part of the Chuta Sikra got mixed up with dam that's supposed to go Lamalo, supposed to be on top part of the Chuta Sikra, what should we do with it now? So a dam of different kabonis of an oil and a chat has got mixed up, so what should we do? So Rav Eliezer Oimer Yitain Lamalo. He's supposed to put from the dam of the Korbin Lamalo on the top part of the Chuta Sikra on the four corners of the Mizbeach. For when I look as if the blood that comes from the Korban is supposed to be on the bottom, Lamala Kilo Hein Mayim, I look as I have in mind that the dam that's supposed to go on Lamato, even though now I'm putting on Lamalo, I'm not putting it there L'Shem HaKrovo, I'm only putting it there L'Shem Mayim, that should not have a Shem HaKrovo. So that dam was not put, Maisa's Rik was not done for it. And what should you do next? The Yachs of Yitin Lamato. Then you should go and make a second Zriko, Lamato, and have the same thing in mind, that you only want to make a Zriko on the dam that's supposed to be Lamato, but the dam that's supposed to be Lamalo, you do not have a mind to make a Zriko. That should be done, the Shemayim. The Chachom Moim, the Chachom say no, the Chachom Moimrim, Yishav Chulam, again, you should spill this blood into the stream of water, and not make a Zriko, because since we do not know where to put it, we do not say the Svara of Rayin. V'yimla nimlach. Let's say the Kohen did not ask any shaylos when he did it for Nosan, kosher. For the year where the dam is kosher. If you put it lamalo, lamaisa, if you made four zrikas lamalo, then kosher means he should go and put lamata also. He has to put lamalo, he should now make his zrika lamata. So the year is kosher, just like a chidul the rabbanon say, we're not samach on the svar of Rayin, but rather we say put the dam into the omo and the Kabbonis Apostle. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hanitonim Matona Achas Shenis